Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
It is Monday, so you know what that means. It is time for Church Complaints with Reverend Motown and Deacon Def Jam.
Here we go.
I do believe this is my first appearance in the new year. We are grateful to be alive in
2025.
All right, now let her go on and begin and get this out the way.
Yeah.
Church complaints. Come on, Deacon.
All right, Pastor. Let's get down to it, brother. Maurice Sellers. Maurice Sellers was on life support. Supposedly, he was doing well until his grandson Jacoby, who's 12, was sitting in the hospital room with brother Maurice while his daughter Cynthia went to the cafeteria. Well, Jacoby phone was low on charge and he was playing some game on his phone. He unplugged the life support system and plugged his phone up. Fortunately, the alarm went off and they got Maurice plugged back up. The problem is Jacoby is now on life support too. Sister Cynthia stuck that phone so far up in that boy, he still ain't got that phone out. And her bill is set at $20,000.
Well, the good thing with that is, and I've learned this from my grandchildren, that as long as you have the Find My Phone app, they'll be able to dig that phone out of that boy. So, they can find that phone. I know she shoved it in him pretty far, but that's at least you know
yes,
that
did.
The Find My Phone app can get that phone out of there. That's wow. All right. Go ahead now.
Amen.
All right. Amen. As you know, Pastor, all the right. Cold and flu bug is out there strong here at the beginning of the year. We have a problem. Brother Philip Jenkins took half DayQuil and half NyQuil. He was walking around his job looking high. His eyelids had dropped all the way down. They fired him and sent him home. He's asking if we can help with his bills this month. And said he said all that with his eyes closed. But that's your call, Pastor, if you want to help him out.
He won't help with his phone bill.
He won't help with his bills, period. He done lost his job. He was on that DayQuil. That DayQuil and NyQuil at the same time.
Oh, wow. We don't have nothing for that. We don't. Our building fund is all that money is just for building. And I guess y'all didn't notice we ain't built nothing, so we can't cut into that. And we don't have a sick and shut in fund. We'll put him on the prayer list.
Right.
And, and due to the weather of late, we can't even make our rounds on the shut-in list, so you just shut in now. We'll say that for another week. We can't help nobody due to the inclement weather. I don't even pray when it's this cold.
Uh-uh. That's when you fast to pray.
Yeah.
All the time.
All right. This is a must meeting. This meeting has to happen. The side chick meeting has to happen this coming Wednesday. It has gotten out of hand last year, so we want to get it in check this year. First order of news. Only if you are in your 20s to 32 can you be called a side chick. If you in your mid-30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, then you are not a side chick. You are a side rooster, ostrich, turkey, old hen. You are up in there. And, Pastor, we would like for you to deliver the news, if you don't mind.
What?
Well, you know, for those of you that have been side chicken more than 3 years, let's make a new rule now. If you have been side chicken more than 3 years, it should have dawned on you by now that there is no future in side chicken.
Yeah.
And please govern yourself according.
Come on, man.
Know that.
Yes.
You're not going anywhere, nowhere, soon or late. Just wanted to put that out there. Now, you can handle that as you want, Deacon.
That's to the roosters and the ostrich and the turkeys. That's what that's
to. Yeah, and, quit, right. And quit renaming yourself.
What? Y'all
trying to be jazzy with like you ostrich now. You just is still on the side. Until all you right. The main coast.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
Sister Brenda Banks is, you
now,
know.
Whoa, one other thing, Deacon. This is not for single women. This is not for those of you that's single.
That's right.
This is for just them that think they with somebody but ain't got nobody because the somebody belong to somebody else.
Ooh, that boy started to preach this morning.
You better know that now.
Whole word.
He ain't said it. He said it. All right, we got a problem. Sister Brenda Banks, who is 66, is pregnant and say that the baby daddy don't want to claim the child. They say old man Curtis down there at the mechanic shop is the one. She wants you to go down there and have a talk with old man Curtis. But she's the baby is coming, and she say the baby name gonna be Curtis Jr. whether he like it or not.
We gonna put a stop to this right now.
You've had it.
Yeah.
66 and
stop passing out stuff if you don't want the repercussions of the stuff being passed out. Now, you finna bring this baby in this world, and this baby's future looks dim already. Don't even know if they're gonna have a mama or a daddy at the graduation.
Ooh.
I don't know.
That's not fair. That baby.
For those church complaints.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.